Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Eddie Howe has been praising the significance of Newcastle's 3-1 Premier League home victory against Everton on Tuesday evening. The Toffees did go ahead in the 36th minute after Jamal Lascelles put into his own net. However, just a minute later, Mason Holgate did the same at the other end, meaning Newcastle went in 1-1 at the break. Ryan Fraser and Kieran Trippier then both netted in the second half to give the Magpies a 3-1 victory and move them out of the bottom three. And speaking about the result, Howe said, "I think it was a tight game. It was a tough game. The first half was even. The second half, we were the better team and created the better chances. There is a good feeling in the dressing room. Confidence levels are building. Our navigating of the game in tight situations has improved." Meanwhile, Martin Dubravka reportedly rejected a deadline day loan move to Manchester United. It is said that United were prepared to loan Dean Henderson out to Eddie Howe, but only on the basis that Dubravka went in the other direction. However, it is claimed that the Slovakian was not interested in playing second fiddle to David De Gea and turned down the opportunity to join the Red Devils on deadline day, despite the deal being sanctioned by Howe. And finally, Newcastle made an approach to sign Arsenal midfielder and Africa Cup of Nations finalist Mohamed Elneny. That's according to the player's agent. Speaking about the transfer, the Egyptian football official revealed that Newcastle were one of many clubs to make an approach to the 29-year-old Premier League player. Elneny's contract with Arsenal expires this summer, yet despite numerous offers from the likes of Leeds United, Lyon and Newcastle, Mikel Arteta decided to keep the midfielder. Newcastle ended up going and signing Bruno Guimaraes from Lyon. However, speaking about Elneny, his agent said, "We received multiple offers, but Arsenal rejected them all as Arteta still wants him. Lyon, Marseille, Valencia, Leeds, Watford, Newcastle, Besiktas and Galatasaray all showed interest in Elneny." That's all for now. We'll have more later.